This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The QEH exploring better use of the St. Lucie District Hospital to aid with rehabilitative services for the elderly. The house is extensively damaged in a fire at Greenhill St. Michael. Government to launch its first procurement for battery energy storage systems early in the new year. And Jamaica records over 1,000 homicides so far for the year. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is exploring ways to better utilize the St. Lucie District Hospital to provide elderly patients with improved access to rehabilitative services. This was disclosed by the Director of Medical Services, Anthony Harris, during the hospital's town hall meeting last evening to inform the public about its three-year strategic plan. Mr. Harris said that this move is aimed at reducing the congestion that affects service delivery at the QEH. He explained that this is especially important as the country deals with an aging population.
We are looking at a better use of a facility, the St. Lucie District Hospital, where we can utilize that to ensure that patients who have to stay under the care of the hospital can have access to rehabilitative services. We perceive that this will be the elderly patient. And as you know, the Barbados population is aging significantly. And old people with the best will in the world are always going to be the ones who stay longest in hospital. So we are trying to make provision for that stage in our future, where our population is going to require these services, of getting them transitioned out of the hospital, get them rehabilitated to take care of themselves at home.
Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris. Meantime, Barbadians had the opportunity to provide feedback on the draft plan. One participant raised questions about the wait times at the Accident and Emergency Department. QEH CEO Neil Clark responded.
Why is it that persons spend excessively long wait periods in A&E?
So A&E is a strange place. It's a bottleneck, and it actually shows the pressure in the whole of the health system. So everything that's going wrong with the health system appears to be in the A&E department. So that's maybe people are unable to identify the right place to get their treatment, unable to get their treatment from anywhere else. Maybe A&E is the only place they feel safe or feels the right place to go to. Maybe we haven't prevented an illness in the first place. We could have done more on healthcare prevention. So a lot of reasons that we can put into place to stop people coming to A&E that might cause some of the demand that we don't necessarily need to see in the A&E department.
Chief Executive Officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark. And this just in, the Ministry of Education has announced that the Coleridge and Parry School is closed today to allow for removal of bees. The Ministry of Agriculture will be conducting work on sections of the roof at the school in an attempt to locate the source of the bees that the Education Ministry says continue to challenge the school. The Ministry says that due to the use of heavy-duty equipment and potential displacement, classes will go online today. The statement adds that the Ministry of Education will advise students, teachers, and staff, as well as parents, on the resumption of in-person classes once the all-clear is given. A house was extensively damaged in a blaze at Mahaika Gap, Greenhill, St. Michael, yesterday. The Barbados Fire Service said they received a call alerting them to the fire about 3:21 p.m. The service responded promptly and was able to extinguish the blaze. Government will launch its first procurement for battery energy storage systems early in the new year. This was announced by Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, as she provided an update on Barbados's efforts to increase battery storage for the onboarding of renewable energy. She was speaking at the signing of an agreement with the United Nations Development Program yesterday for a project to generate renewable energy from waste.
Today, we will be having a closed-door town hall with the industry and with the market to provide them with an update on where we are and to answer some of the questions that have been raised. So the expectation is that in January of 2025, we will launch the full procurement process for Barbados's battery energy storage systems. And so in due course, perhaps before the year is out, we will give a full update on the outcomes of the RFI process, and then specifically prep the ground for the request for proposals in January.
She said that her ministry received an overwhelming response from stakeholders regarding the request for information process for new battery storage capacity.
On the 28th of last month, we closed the request for information stage. We truncated it because we wanted to be able to have the ability to refine what we had seen, what was coming in from the market, and then be in a position not to throw off timelines to launch a full request for proposals in January of 2025. And in the 2 weeks that the request for information portal was open, we have been overwhelmed by the responses from the market. We have seen at least 69 institutions who have downloaded the documents for Barbados. A combination of local and international partners have downloaded the documents for Barbados's first battery energy storage system procurement. We have a number of companies that have indicated an interest in forming joint venture partnerships with local companies to ensure that we can roll out the battery energy storage systems.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Milk production is set to increase and bring an eventual end to the current shortage in Barbados, as almost 200 dairy heifers have arrived on the island. Officials from the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security, the Barbados Agricultural Society, and the Beef and Dairy Farmers Association were at the airport yesterday ahead of the scheduled quarantine at various farms across the island. Sheldon Foster of Green Meadow Farms at small town St. John said that the importation should do well to reduce the ongoing milk shortage.
Well, I'm wanting farmers to get some of the cows, the imported cows that left this morning. It should help boost the milk industry. And I think the guys are very grateful that we have received these cows so far. Things are picking out a little bit now that there's a shortage of milk right now. So as I said, the cows will help boost that shortage. And we are hoping for the best over the cows.
Latanya Greenidge, representing MHC Farms at Fortescue St. Philip, was on hand to collect 10 cows and also spoke to the timely arrival.
First, it's my first time experiencing this. So I'm very excited right now. And I think it will be a big boost because we really need the cows to get the milk. Without cows, there's no milk, so it should be good for the industry right now. Since the COVID time, it has been really rough, but we're trying to now pick back up. So hopefully this will be, you know, the kickstart we really need to get back up there. Today, we're getting 10 Holstein and Jersey mix.
Representative from MHC Farms, Latanya Greenidge. The latest crime statistics show that Jamaica has recorded 1,066 homicides up to last Monday. This is a 228 fewer than the 1,294 homicides reported over the similar period last year. According to the breakdown, 15 of the 19 police divisions have registered a reduction in murders. St. James recorded the highest murder of homicides with 119, followed by St. Andrew South Division with 113. The data also shows that nearly 1,000 people have been injured in violent attacks since January 1st. And French Prime Minister Michel Barnier has lost a vote of no confidence, with left and far-right parties uniting in parliament to collapse his government. French MPs voted overwhelmingly in support of the notion of no confidence against him after a debate on the issue in parliament just 3 months after he was appointed by President Emmanuel Macron. Recapping the headlines. The QEH exploring better use of the St. Lucie District Hospital to aid with rehabilitative services for the elderly. A house extensively damaged in a fire at Green Hill St. Michael. Courage and Parry School closed to face-to-face classes today. Government to launch its first procurement of battery energy storage systems early in the new year, and Jamaica records over 1,000 homicides so far for the year. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.